producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Through the years, and especially through the eventful years that have gone on since the last time the Mets were good, and it's been a lot of days and a lot of material, and the Mets have taken plenty of beatings. I mean, from everybody and plenty from me. They even took some from me this year when, you know, the offense was so inept that it was time to finally do something, and they did. But this is the day to give the kudos to those who deserve it all the way down the line.
There's Mike Francesa, who is a big New York sports talk host, commenting on the Mets sweeping the Chicago Cubs out the door. And now the Mets are on their way to the World Series, Major League Baseball playoffs, the World Series contenders, the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Generally, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio comes in at number 10 unless there's something exceptional going on. So the world of sports talk radio gets us into the world of news and sports talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 23rd of October. So during this hour, if you're a traditionalist, you know that we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Talkers Magazine, responsible for putting together a lot of the information here because they're all over the country's talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. That's how we get our list. So counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, we have a fait accompli, sort of sports talk radio, Major League Baseball playoffs, number 10.
Number 9.
Wow, Star Wars has made it to number 9, the sale of tickets, the pre-game show, as it were, because it started with a show. It started with the game on Monday. Here's radio host Mark Reardon talking to theater owner Kelly Hoskins about the huge reaction this new trailer got, and the fans began to buy tickets for the movie during Monday Night Football. Show's not out. The movie won't be in theaters till the week before Christmas.
I don't get geeked up by a lot of these movies, but I am so excited, as is the rest of the world, on this one. So much so that as we sit here, tickets are already on sale, and Kelly Hoskins is with us from Werenberg Theaters to give us all the details.
We blew up the internet last night.
Oh, I can imagine. So right after the trailer, the tickets went on sale online, right?
They did, and I'm proud to say that we had about 11,000 purchases in the first 2 hours once we went live. And the customers crashed Fandango and movie tickets. So we weren't crashed, but Fandango was.
When you say 11,000, you're talking about just here in St. Louis then?
Yes. Wow. 11,000 purchases. That isn't even, you know, it's numbers of tickets. It's purchases on our website.
So how does it work? And I'm at a bit of an advantage here as a critic because I get to see it just a few days before everyone else. Whew, thank God. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I know my kids are going to want to go. The rest of my family's going to want to go. Are there tickets left for the first weekend? Are those all gone?
No, they're not all gone. There's tickets left. The first shows that really leaped out were the mega screens and the IMAXs. And then generally down from there, the five stars and the sweet seats. But to answer your question, we have, 211 screens total. And probably every one of those screens are going to have Star Wars.
That's a serious question. So how, at a theater like Ronnie's, okay, Ronnie's has 20, right?
Right.
How many screens at Ronnie's, for example, will have Star Wars? You think most of them?
It really depends. How we work this is it depends on what the sold-out situation is. So we book it by the studio's parameters, say in three theaters. If three theaters are sold out, we add a fourth, we add a fifth, we add a sixth. So it could very likely end up that opening weekend we have 20 screens of Star Wars.
But so, you know, the other movie that opens up that weekend is the Chipmunks movie. What if I want to go see the damn Chipmunks movie, Kelly?
Well, we'd have to share it. Part of that would be most of the Star Wars guests will probably see the film 5 o'clock or after. So we would have the Chipmunk movie probably early morning, early afternoon, late afternoon.
For people who buy the tickets early now, are those a barcode or do you actually have hard tickets, or is it both? And I guess the question is this. This is where I'm going with this. What prevents people from buying tickets for that opening weekend and then selling them on StubHub or something like that?
Well, we can't prevent that. I mean, we're not. We
so that
can
might happen.
Police that. Well, I meant to get on eBay before I talked to you today because I was hearing across the country that they're being sold. So I haven't checked it out yet, but that is going to happen. It happened with 50 Shades, and it happened with Avatar, too.
Number eight item, what happened in Canada, the elections this past week. Here's former Canadian talk host, now Los Angeles-based Bill Carroll, talking about this week's election up in Canada as they moved a bit to the left.
Young guy, 43 years old, grew up in the Prime Minister's residence. His father was named Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who, unless you were around in the 60s and 70s, you don't remember this, but he was one of the few Canadian Prime Ministers to actually have a world profile. Not a real friend of the United States. Big friend of Cuba. He and Fidel Castro were tight. Not sure his son is quite that left-wing, but he's the leader of the Liberal Party, and now he's the Prime Minister designate. Not the Prime Minister-elect, because Canadians don't elect their Prime Minister. They elect the party, and the party chooses the leader. So he'll be sworn in soon, and he will take over, and his party is the centrist party. It looked like the New Democratic Party, ultra-left, like Britain's Labour Party. Looked like that party might win the election back in the early days of the campaign, but they got pushed aside, and then there was an anybody but the current prime minister movement. So all of the support from the left moved to the center to get rid of the conservative prime minister. But he's been a very good friend of the United States, the current prime minister. He's incredibly pro-Israel. He was in favor of the war against Afghanistan and provided a lot of support there, has provided military support in the battle against ISIS. With Justin Trudeau about to become the prime minister, all bets are off in that area. It's going to be really interesting to see what he does. I suspect he'll pull Canadian forces out of the fight against ISIS. I think he'll battle, depending on who becomes the next president, but he'll battle the next president on a lot of international matters. Not that it's going to make much difference to this country and how it behaves. And he is in favor of that big Keystone pipeline, which I think was a real wedge between President Obama and the current Canadian prime minister. What's most interesting to me, though, is that you got to remember the Canadians all live pushed up against the U.S. border. And Canadians have a separate identity, but at the same time, they watch the U.S. presidential race. You know, the night of their first election campaign debate, the most Googled name that night. Number two was Justin Trudeau, who's just become prime minister. Number one was Donald Trump, because it was a U.S. debate going on at the same time. Canadians are very dialed into U.S. politics, and you have to wonder if maybe they're a bit of a harbinger of where the United States is going to go, because they just moved from their most right-wing government in decades back over to the left. And you have to wonder if this country's ready to, well, at least in this case, stay on the left. I kind of doubt it. I think what's happening is there's a mood for change in both countries. And so it wasn't about who got elected or what the party stood for. It's just people are fed up.
Amen to that, brother. All right, so that's number eight, the Canadian elections. So we're moving on. International items seem to be, or things that are not America-centric, seem to be big this week in the Talk Radio Roundup. So we'll get back to our overview in a matter of moments. Stay tuned to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With Halloween right around the corner, it seems everyone's busy with costumes and candy. Prepping kids for the big night and keeping track of the trick-or-treaters is a challenge. But now there's a great way to stay connected with family and friends while saving money for more fun fall activities. Total Wireless gives you everything you need and nothing you don't from your wireless service during this fall season and year-round on America's largest and most dependable network. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data, no contract needed. And for families in need of more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has monthly plans starting at $60 for 5 gigabytes of data shared across two lines. That means more data for sharing pictures of your family and friends in their costumes. So whether you're going door-to-door or on Candy Bowl duty, stay connected and fall into savings by getting everything you need and nothing you don't with Total Wireless. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Number 7.
Let's get this done. The situation in the Middle East, as far as Israel and Palestine are concerned, is in the number 7 position. From our talk radio affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Loudell talked to, why do I do that all the time? I know it's Loudell, L-O-U-D-E-L-L, sorry Alan, talked to correspondent Ruth Eglash about the recent knife attacks on Jewish people in Israel.
What drives the Palestinians who attack Jews with kitchen knives? It seems like a different kind of intifada, if that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not being called an intifada. I mean, there's definitely some groups that are hinting or saying that it is an intifada. It doesn't seem, it seems very different to the previous two that that took place in the late 80s and early 2000s here.
Is it just a sign of desperation or generation, you know, or just the idea that it instills fear on every street corner or some combination?
Yeah, I mean, as we wrote in the article that appeared today in the Washington Post, it's really, you know, there's a wide variety of issues driving it. There is no one profile of who's behind these attacks. I mean, I think that's really what's one of the big differences between what's happening now, what happened in the past. In the past, it might have been different Palestinian factions or groups that were training people or encouraging young people to go out and rise up against Israel or against the Israeli occupation. Now there is just a wide variety of young people, middle-aged people, young people from the West Bank, people from inside, you know, Palestinian Palestinians with Israeli citizenship who have gone out and attacked. And there's really no one strong profile. It kind of moves. Today we saw an attack in the West Bank, north of Jerusalem. Yesterday there were several attacks in Gush Etzion area, south of Jerusalem, near Hebron. We've experienced different incidents within Jerusalem's boundaries. In the north and in the south, there's really no one issue or one profile that we can understand where this is, you know, pinpoint where this is coming from.
So the Foreign Affairs Committee this week passed a bipartisan resolution condemning the anti-Semitic incitement in the Palestinian area. It says, quote, the resolution rightly condemns the incitement and the outbreak of violence and expresses support for those who are working to encourage peace and cooperation between Israelis and Palestinians. What else do you expect them to say? All right, so that's number 7. Doug Steffen on the countdown. Number 6 would be the next item you'll hear in a matter of moments here on this week's countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show is the focus on this officer, the shooting in New York City. Here's Talk Host Paul W. Smith with reporter Stephen Kasselbaum. They discussed the police officer that was shot and killed this week while pursuing someone who is a robbery suspect.
We have yet another police officer dying after he was shot in the head while chasing a robbery suspect in New York City.
Officer Randolph Holder was responding to a report of a shooting in Upper Manhattan at around 102nd Street. And when he responded to that location, the 33-year-old encountered a group of young people on a footbridge over the SDR Drive. Apparently a chase ensued and some shots were exchanged, and the 33-year-old officer was struck in his head. He was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital about 2 hours later. A suspect was arrested. He had been shot in the leg, and three others were also arrested as well. A very sad day here in New York City. Flags will be flying at half-staff across all five boroughs today, as we mourn the loss of a member of the New York City Police Department this morning.
33-year-old Randolph Holder was a native of Guyana, had 5 years on the job, and doing his duty, loses his life. And I don't have the number in front of me, but I can tell you this. It's far too high for police officers killed in the line of duty this year, and I don't know if that's something you can put your hands on, Steve, or not. I certainly will a little later be able to get that, but it's been far too many this year.
And here in New York, he's the fourth police officer to die within the last 11 months, and we've had a spat of incidents here in New York that started with the execution of two police officers as they sat in their patrol car in Brooklyn. They were sort of ambushed several months ago. You may remember that incident with officers Ramos and Liu, who were shot literally just sitting in their car, execution style. Began with that. We've had a series of shootings of police officers here in recent months, and now this one just adds to the sad tally here in New York.
Mayor de Blasio, of course, visiting the hospital, visiting with the family, having press conferences, and all of that as as you point out, Stephen, you remind us the fourth officer killed in the line of duty in New York City in the last 11 months. And this officer was part of a unit that works in the city's housing developments, and they have them work there, at least in his case, in plain clothes.
Yeah, they do. They have a mix of plain clothes and uniformed officers that work these housing developments. Some of them are very high crime areas and are often the scenes of shootings. And so they have undercover units working in those housing developments in order to, you know, better police them, be able to catch them, folks, you know, in the process of committing crimes. You know, it's obviously easier to hide in the shadows, you know, if you're not in the uniform and find the bad folks there, you know, when you're not seen, and he's one of those units. But in this case, he didn't stumble upon someone. He was reporting to a report of a shooting having taken place, and when he arrived and encountered this group, they exchanged gunfire.
You know, you wonder about these circumstances in this case, how it is that the violence, it doesn't make any difference what city. If you look at New York, Chicago, to a lesser extent, it seems lately in Los Angeles and San Francisco, but certainly these officers that die in the line of duty and the circumstances under which it happens, the bad guys seem to have more firepower than the good guys. You ever notice that? I don't know if that's been a conversation that any of you have heard on any...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Review where we are now. I'm the host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen. Every week we're here to work through the stories, the people, the items of interest in news talk radio around the country. So at number 10, as you might expect, what's going on in sports and the Major League playoff action, NFL, where things are with the teams so far this year. At number 9, a lot of entertainment news, including Chris Rock hosting the Oscars and the Star Wars phenomenon. At number 8, the Canadian elections, violence in Israel. Number 7, the killing of that New York City police officer. At number 6, so we'll move ahead now with the second half of this week's hour-long countdown with a focus on number 5.
Number 5.
All right, in the 5th position, Paul Ryan, and whether he'll be the House Speaker. Here's host Tony Katz talking to Congresswoman Marlin Stutzman of Indiana, a member of the Freedom Caucus, which now supports Paul Ryan but doesn't endorse him for the speakership.
The caucus is supporting him but not endorsing him, and that has led to some confusion.
Yeah, the Freedom Caucus is a group that is very concerned about the direction of our country, and we think that this is a moment where we have to be very diligent and careful who the next Speaker of the House is. As you know, we were very involved with the resignation of John Boehner, and then Kevin McCarthy was running, and we felt that we needed a fresh face and someone who could articulate a message. And we endorsed Daniel Webster from Florida, who I still admire tremendously and would support him. If Daniel Webster pulled the votes together, I'd support Daniel Webster as well. Paul Ryan is considering throwing his hat in the ring, and he came and talked to us and said, hey, I need to know where you guys are at. And I felt that after serving with him on the budget committee, getting to know him over my time in Washington, that he also has the tools and the ability to be the Speaker of the House, and I like hearing some of the changes that he would make as Speaker if he were elected.
Well, I find it interesting that if Daniel Webster were able to get the votes, you'd go back to supporting Daniel Webster. The word on the street is that Daniel Webster, who has been redistricted in Florida, may very well not even win re-election. So I find it interesting that the Freedom Caucus is moving in these two directions. But for Paul Ryan, he has three obstacles ahead of him, according to Paul Ryan, which is the Freedom Caucus. And he needs the Tuesday group and the Republican Study Committee to go along with him. He wants this coalition. He wants to know he's going in without an issue. Do you think he's asking for too much?
No, I don't think anybody who's running for the Speaker of the House wants the same thing. Daniel Webster wants the same thing. Daniel came in and spoke to us, and we gave him our endorsement. Kevin McCarthy came in and spoke to us. Jason Chaffetz came in and spoke to us, and we chose to endorse Daniel Webster. Again, you know, we have a pretty high threshold of voting as a block when we have to meet 80% of our membership to endorse someone officially. Well, we didn't get there last night, but there was about two-thirds of us that voted to support Paul, and the others have a lot of hesitation. Others are supporting Daniel Webster for a variety of reasons as well. And like I said, I think both men are very qualified. I do believe that as we've been working through the process, Daniel Webster, from all I can tell, is still running. He's still working to get the endorsements and support of others. But I could live with either one of them, and I know that Paul Ryan has the ability to pull people together. He's done it in the past on the floor. Daniel Webster's his experience came from the Florida State Legislature in both the House and the Senate, so he's got the tools as well. But we need to move forward with a person, and I think that if Paul Ryan can do all that, pull everybody together, he would have my support. And as I told Daniel Webster, if he can do the same, and he gets, you know, we've got a race going on here, and I think that's what's a healthy thing for the Republican conference.
Number four.
The ISIS rescue mission in fourth position. Here from CNN, Barbara Starr reports on the breaking news this past Thursday about U.S. forces aiding in the rescue of 70 ISIS prisoners who are set for an imminent mass execution.
The information still coming in, very sketchy, but a short time ago, a U.S. official directly familiar with the latest information told CNN there has been one U.S. military fatality in this hostage rescue mission overnight in Iraq. Apparently, U.S. Special Operations Forces were ordered into this mission to rescue a number of Kurdish hostages. We're told the estimate is that some 70 Kurdish hostages were rescued. The Kurds, of course, are in northern Iraq. This is a group that the U.S. has been, the U.S. military especially, has been working very closely with. I think it is safe to assume that there were some Kurdish elements there on the ground with the U.S. troops. They do work hand in hand, but this would be, to the best of our knowledge, the first U.S. combat fatality on the ground in the war against ISIS. U.S. troops are not on the ground in combat under President Obama's orders. They have gone in a couple of times into Syria on the ground for hostage rescue missions, for capturing high-value targets, but this is not something that we have yet seen a U.S. service member potentially killed on the ground in this war against ISIS.
Number three.
Well, as we're in the Middle East, let's focus on what's going on with the Russians and the Syrians. What's their relationship all about? You saw pictures this week of the Syrian president al-Assad being in Russia with Putin. Here's the Radio Talko's David Bowes with a focus on Senator Rand Paul's comments regarding the suggestion there ought to be a no-fly zone in Syria.
Rand Paul says no to the idea of a no-fly zone in Syria.
I think it would be very, very dangerous and probably would get us in, possibly get us involved in World War III, because currently Iraq and Syria have invited Russia into their airspace. So if someone like Senator Rubio wants to have a no-fly zone, he would have to then agree to shoot down Russian planes that are flying in that airspace already. It's a really, really naive and foolish notion, and we should be very wary of who we have as our commander-in-chief, because we don't want somebody who makes the mistake that Ronald Reagan and many other great leaders avoided, and that is getting into an unnecessary war.
Well, I think he's saying unnecessary war with Russia. I think the Russians would know that a no-fly zone entailed the same thing. So it's one of those things where when everybody agrees, okay, well, this part of Russia, this part of Syria is not even controlled by Assad anyway. If the U.S. is there, if they put their foot down, then he'll test it. But I think war would be avoided. I don't think it's all that likely. I do appreciate the fact that Rand Paul's been fairly frustrated lately with his polls, so he's been attacking the various Republicans. It's just that when your focus on foreign policy is more of we need to disengage, and the rest of the world is, and the rest of the nation is basically looking at it and saying, look, the whole world seems to be going hell in a handbasket, the more the United States disengages, it means your timing's off. Not every part of the Rand Paul message, but this part seems to be off and not resonating, and I think he's getting increasingly frustrated by that.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State raking in $50 million a month from selling oil under the control of these fields that were in Iraq and Syria, part of a well-run industry that U.S. diplomacy and airstrikes have so far failed to shut down. So who's buying this? I'd want to know. I don't see that anywhere, anything that I've read. They're selling the oil at discounted prices, $35 a barrel instead of the 50 bucks, or it's around, I think, somewhere in the 40s on the international market. Again, it goes into a pool, sort of like a lot of other things that are in the commodities market, and people are buying it, and they probably would know if they wanted to work at it where it was coming from, but, you know, the old Sergeant Schultz line, I know nothing, I see nothing, I hear nothing. So it's interesting to know they're getting this kind of, they're extracting 30,000 barrels a day from Syria and selling it on the open market through middlemen. I'm betting the middlemen are profiting handsomely in this circumstance as well. It's time now for a pause, then we're into the number two item on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others, but beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With Halloween right around the corner, it seems everyone's busy with costumes and candy. Prepping kids for the big night and keeping track of the trick-or-treaters is a challenge. But now there's a great way to stay connected with family and friends while saving money for more fun fall activities. Total Wireless gives you everything you need and nothing you don't from your wireless service during this fall season and year-round on America's largest and most dependable network. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data, no contract needed. And for families in need of more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has monthly plans starting at $60 for 5 gigabytes of data shared across two lines. That means more data for sharing pictures of your family and friends in their costumes. So whether you're going door-to-door or on Candy Bowl duty, stay connected and fall into savings by getting everything you need and nothing you don't with Total Wireless. Learn more at TotalWireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Number two.
The number two item this week on our talk radio review is, as you might expect, get close to the top and you're looking into the Republican and presidential contenders for the race next year. Here are our hosts, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, talking to Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune about Joe Biden suggesting or saying that he's not going to run.
Is this a surprise or not a surprise?
Well, you know, in recent days, the speculation had just grown leaps and bounds. And this is part of, frankly, what he said was his decision not to do it, that he thought that the window had, frankly, closed to start mounting a campaign. And indeed, you do have, this is a national campaign. Each state has its own deadlines for getting on the ballot, for getting delegates, those kinds of things. And in the end, I was noting what Jake Tapper from CNN was tweeting, was that what you heard was a very presidential speech made by a man who thinks he could be president, but that there really was no avenue, no lane for him to get to that.
So what would the reason be behind that? It was an extremely presidential-sounding speech, but then he had announced already that he wasn't running. Why that mode of speech?
Well, in many respects, this is almost like a farewell speech.
Yeah.
You know, and for a guy who started out in the United States Senate, you know, at 29 years old.
How about that? And with a terrible, under terrible circumstances.
Right, with the death of his wife and daughter,
yeah,
at that time. And you, frankly, this was a telepromptered speech that he gave, which when he's talked off the cuff about this decision, I can't remember what TV show, I think it was with Stephen Colbert, where he talked about, you know, should I run, shouldn't I run, whatever. And in many respects, it was almost painful to watch because it was looking at a politician the way you don't see them, you know, coiffed, manicured on their talking points. And truly, he went through the personal agony of the death of his son, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And he touched on that in his speech today.
But that made me like him more when he was not your political face anymore. He was a human being.
Well, in fact, that is one of the popular aspects to Joe Biden, is that he made reference to middle-class Joe, but in many respects, that's the guy who he is. And in his previous presidential runs, he could talk for 3 hours about, you know, in that kind of folksy way that kind of resonated with some people.
He alluded in the discussion you're just talking about between Joe Biden and Stephen Colbert, he alluded to an almost promise he made to Bo Biden toward the end that Bo wanted him to run for president. Isn't that strange that with that in mind, he still opted out?
Well, yes, but in the end, it's not just about, you know, I'm going to run for president.
Yeah.
Another factor, too, and a friend of mine raised this to me the other day, is as a sitting vice president, the cost of running a campaign for him, mm-hmm, would be huge,
mm-hmm,
because not only would the campaign be responsible for Air Force Two, which he'd have to fly on.
Yeah.
Campaign would also be responsible for picking up the entourage, the Secret Service entourage,
right,
those kinds of things.
One of the things very interesting going on this week, Bernie Sanders disavowing and referring to what's needed as a course correction when it comes to talking about the current president, a member of his, well, actually Bernie Sanders isn't a member of the Democratic Party, even though he's running as a Democrat, he's an independent, saying, quote, "I personally believe that given the crisis we face right now with the power structure in America, we have corporate America, the Koch brothers, and the corporate media, so much power on top that we need a political revolution. saying that as well, disavowing himself from what has gone on, Obama's policies, and talking about the reality that a lot of people, frankly, agree with. All the concentration of money at the top is pretty disgusting. Also on the presidential trail, because there are so many people who are running, the Secret Service is overworked. And there's a watchdog group that sent out a warning this past week about security risks of overworking the Secret Service employees. Two Secret Service officers this week discovered to be asleep at their posts, according to government officials familiar with the findings. So another aspect of having so many people running for the presidency and having this thing go on and on and on and on and on. All right, so you can probably anticipate what number one is. We'll get to that in a moment on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Hillary Clinton and the 11-hour get-together with the Select Committee on Benghazi. That's the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's host Chad Hartman, excuse me, talking to James Holman from the Washington Post about this hearing as it gets underway. It was all-day marathon on Thursday.
Give me your headlines from what took place.
I would say, you know, testy confrontation and, you know, Hillary Clinton, as we expected, sort of making this, trying to make this as political seeming as possible, quite really being between members on the committee, between Trey Gowdy and Elijah Cummings. Trey Gowdy being very defensive about the committee, you know, saying this is really about Benghazi. Hillary Clinton, I think the most dramatic moment so far was when she went sort of off script, which she hasn't done very much, and talked about the dangers of diplomacy. You know, yes, four Americans died.
Yes.
But, you know, the world is a dangerous place. This is hard stuff. You know, it's an art, not a science. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens. And I'm sure to some degree it was rehearsed and thought of ahead of time, but it felt very authentic, and it was a pretty powerful moment here.
As far as, and that's new. But any new information that either Gowdy has raised, anybody else in the committee, or from the testimony of the former Secretary of State, or in some version, are we going over events which either
the previous seven committees have raised or reporters like yourself have uncovered?
It's a very important question, and it gets at sort of the Gowdy saying Hillary is one of many very important witnesses. I've been covering this very closely, so there's a lot that is just sort of going over what is already in the public record and making Hillary answer for it. I mean, there's some things that are interesting and new. You know, the Republicans rolled out some fresh Benghazi emails that we hadn't seen before and, you know, asking about kind of very specifically Hillary on the accountability review board and what they signed off on. You know, a lot of what we've learned is sort of minutia. I think most of this is just making Hillary kind of talk through what we've heard about for the last 3 years and, you know, 2 months.
All right, another report on this from host Michael Caputo here talking about whether or not what's been going on with the Benghazi hearings is just a plain old witch hunt.
Do you think that this is a witch hunt? This is straight out of the Hillary Clinton campaign's talking points. You noticed when they started calling it a witch hunt. Everybody started calling it a witch hunt. If you have social media, you saw your liberal friends or acquaintances starting to call it a witch hunt. This is a concentrated, coordinated, orchestrated attempt to discredit the House Committee, Special Committee on Benghazi. Now, let me tell you something. They've not done themselves any favors either, this committee, even though Trey Gowdy is probably one of the top congressmen on the Republican side. If there is a Republican victory in the Republican presidential election, a lot of people talking about Trey Gowdy being the Attorney General. He's a bright, bright guy. But this, they're under withering fire. From the Clinton operation, the Clinton, you know, negative operation. And now, of course, we had Republicans like Kevin McCarthy trying to build the Benghazi committee up as a reason why he should be speaker. Said that, you know, kind of intimated, he did not say, but he kind of intimated that it was successful in its goal of hurting Hillary Clinton's presidential chances. He was wiped out immediately after that, had to pull out of the speaker's race. He was very clearly unqualified for the job. If he needed to reach around and to talk about this committee as if it were a partisan tool to defeat Hillary Clinton. They're not laying a hand on her, Tony. They're not laying a hand on her, and I don't think they ever were going to. The idea that Hillary Clinton was going to endure a witch hunt is a fiction that was created by the Democrats in order to inoculate her against any kind of negative fallout from the committee hearing.
All right, so you've heard now the top 10 items. Your chance to register your thinking, which one was the most important one to you, the weekly poll on the weekend at DougStephan.com. So you can go through the top 10 talk topics there. Benghazi, the presidential race, what's going on in the Middle East, Paul Ryan, what's happening in New York after the officer was slayed there. I find that to be a very interesting reality, what's going on. And what we're learning about drug treatment and stuff in New York and elsewhere. That's something to look into. So, at any rate, tell us what it is that's most important. We've ranked them in order of how much airtime they were getting. You tell us which one you've listened to. Maybe that'll tell us how much airtime you spent listening to that item. That's it. The review of the hot hits in talk radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.